4.8.
Hello, good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of the book programme. Did you know that in every list of bestsellers, there's always one kind of book that's guaranteed to be there, and that's a self-help book. From how to make a fortune to how to bring up your children, there's a book that can give you advice on any problem you might possibly have. Today, our four contributors have each chosen a best-selling self-help book to talk about. First, Matt Crossley. What did you choose, Matt?
Well, I have quite a few friends who are into psychology, and when I'm chatting to them, I always wish I could make an intelligent comment which would show that I know something about psychology too, which in fact I don't. So I chose The Bluffer's Guide to Psychology. The Bluffer's Guides are a series of books which are supposed to help you to talk about a subject even if you don't really know anything about it. So there are Bluffer's Guides to economics, to opera, to wine, all sorts of things.
And what did you think?
Well, I have to say, I was really impressed. It's a light-hearted introduction to psychology, which is both funny, but at the same time, extremely informative and scientifically based. My feeling is that even people who really do know about psychology would find it a good read. And speaking personally, it actually made me want to find out some more about certain things like the Gestalt theory.
So you'd recommend it?
Absolutely. I now understand some of the terminology of psychology and a little about the main theories, but above all, I had a great time reading it. I actually laughed out loud at one point just reading one of the glossary entries.
So, The Bluffer's Guide to Psychology recommended. Anita, how about you?
Well, I chose a fairly recent diet book called Neris and India's Idiot Proof Diet. I chose it firstly because India Knight is a journalist I like, and I often read her articles in the Sunday Times, which are usually very witty. And also because I see myself as a bit of an expert on diet books. I mean, I've read them all and I've tried them all over the last 10 years.
And your verdict?
Well, I'll just start by saying that I haven't actually done the diet yet, so I don't know if
it's
cheeky. No, I don't know if it really works, but I thought that the book was great. As Matt said about The Bluffer's Guide, this book was also, it was a good laugh, which is not something you can usually say about a diet book.
All right.
But for me, the two best points were that firstly, it's written by two women who were both extremely large and they did the diet themselves. Most diet books seem to be written either by men or by stick-thin women who've never had a weight problem in their lives. So the fact that the authors had done the diet themselves gave it credibility for me. And then the second reason is that really, more than half the book is these two women talking about all the reasons that made them put on weight in the first place. And I'm sure that all these psychological reasons are at the heart of most people's weight problems.
So, might you give the diet a try? Not that you need to, of course.
Well, I don't know. I might actually. I mean, the diet obviously worked for them because they're honest enough to include photos in the book of them at the fattest and then how they ended up after doing the diet. So,
thank you, Anita. Okay. So, it's thumbs up for the idiot-proof diet. Kate, what was your choice?
Well, as you know, James and I recently got married, and when I saw the title of this book, it's called The Rules of Marriage, Time-Tested Secrets for Making Marriage Work, I thought, oh, that's the book for me.
And was it?
Definitely not. To tell you the truth, I was actually horrified.
Ooh.
The book is supposed to be a kind of manual of do's and don'ts for what to do from the engagement onwards, and if you ask me, it was something that could have been written 50 years ago or more. The message is more or less that once you've caught your husband, you have to keep him satisfied in every possible way. And if you don't like it, then all they suggest is that you complain and moan to your girlfriends. According to this book, making a marriage work is entirely up to the wife. The husband doesn't have to do anything at all. The wife just has to try to be exactly what her husband wants her to be, and then everything will be just fine. I can't believe that in the 21st century, such horrendous advice as this is being published and, presumably, as it's a bestseller, being read by women in their thousands.
So you wouldn't recommend The Rules of Marriage?
Absolutely not. In fact, I think it should be banned.
So, to our last guest today, Daniel. And your book is?
My book is Paul McKenna's latest, which is called I Can Make You Rich. And I don't need to give any explanations about why I chose this book.
So, are we going to see you on the next list of the 100 richest people in Britain?
No, I don't think so. In fact, I feel a bit like Kate did about her book. I couldn't take it seriously at all. The book promises to help you see the world in a different way, which will make you think rich and eventually live rich, all through doing mental exercises which are supposed to help you find out what you want and focus on it. It has a sort of hypnosis-style CD with it, and I can't actually tell you much about it because I fell asleep after the first 5 minutes. Yeah, still I suppose that means it's relaxing. But after reading it, my suggestion would be, if you want to get rich, start by not wasting money on buying this book.
So, a big thumbs down for Paul McKenna too. Matt, Anita, Kate and Daniel, thank you very much.